Good morning.
各位早晨。
It's very good to be here.
好开心能够同大家一齐。
I came and visited this church many years ago.
我曾经几好多年前嚟过呢间教会嘅。
But not during Sunday service.
但就唔系喺星期日嘅崇拜。
And I heard a lot from your pastor Susanna.
咁我认识我你嘅牧师又向佢学习好多。
And I said that I would come one time on Sunday service.
我曾经说过我有一天我会在星期日来探你们。
So it's really good to be able to come and worship together with all of you.
今天能够真的跟你们一起敬拜神是非常开心的。
You know, there are many events in our life that are important.
我们每一个人的生命都会经历到很多重要的时刻。
We may remember certain events in our life when we are so happy, when we are so sad.
可能你的生命里面都记得有些事你经历过是很开心，有些事令到很忧伤的。
But there are certain events in our life that is very important.
但是在你的生命里面可能有一些事是非常非常重要的。
Events that change our life.
这些经历是改变了你的生命的。
Events that we will never forget.
这些经历你永远不会忘记。
So, this morning we are going to hear, we are going to learn together the event that Jacob experienced.
所以今天我们来看雅各，旧约雅各经历一个非常奇妙、特别的经历。
A defining moment that really changed Jacob.
是他生命里一个转捩点，是转化了他生命的。
So we read together from our scripture today.
我们曾经看过创世纪这段经文。
That Jacob was walking.
雅各是走着去旷野那里。
Actually, Jacob was running away.
其实他是逃避着，是走着的。
Because his brother Esau is kind of chasing him.
因为他的哥哥以扫想杀他追他。
He tricked and cheated Esau twice.
他骗了他哥哥两次。
So he lost his blessings from the father.
以致他哥哥就失去了爸爸的祝福。
He lost the right as the oldest son.
他的哥哥又失去了长子的名分。
So when he was walking, he was tired.
咁阿伯一路走就一路觉得累了。
So he stopped in one place.
咁佢就喺一个地方停落嚟。
And he wanted to rest.
咁佢想瞓觉休息。
So he took one stone, put it on the head, and he slept.
咁佢揾嚿石头做枕头，就瞓喺嗰个旷野嗰度。
And in that story, we learned that Jacob had a dream.
咁佢瞓觉嗰时就发咗个梦。
So in his dream,
喺个梦里边。
He saw a ladder, a stairway.
他见梦见一堂天梯
from the earth to the heaven.
由地下嗰层梯一路上到天堂。
It was thought that at the end of the ladder, on the top, was God Himself.
咁佢好似见到天堂嗰层天梯嘅顶咧，就上帝坐咗喺度。
And we are seeing angels going ups and going down.
咁又会见到天使咧喺上面上上落落。
It's a beautiful picture.
一个非常美丽的图画。
And he is seeing this is a divine picture.
他觉得这个是一个神圣的图画。
That seeing the angel was sent by God down to earth for a mission and going back to God for reporting and for another mission.
他看到上帝坐在这里，天使在上帝下来要执行上帝的使命。然后上回去又报告他使命的成功，又再落回来。
And God said, I am the Lord.
又上帝对雅各说，我就是上帝耶和华。
That is the same term used, I'm Yahweh, when Abraham saw the burning bush.
上帝说，我是主，我是耶和华，是同一个字的。
I'm the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father.And the God of Isaac.
我是耶和华，是你的祖父，你的爸爸的上帝。
Why did God need to introduce himself?
为什么上帝要向雅各解释他自己的身份呢？
Jacob knows God already.
雅各已经认识上帝了。
But he need to say, I am Yahweh. I am the Lord of your grandfather and the Lord of your father.
但上帝再讲，我就系耶和华，我系你嘅祖父嘅神，系你嘅父亲嘅神。
You know, as much as Jacob know the Lord,
虽然雅各认识呢位神
，he did not have any relationship with the God.
佢嗰阵时仲未同呢个神有真正嘅关系。
You know, knowing God is one thing.
你知道神系一件事
，but have relationship with God.Is another thing.
但你同佢有一个真正嘅关系系另外一回事。
We cannot say, Lord, you are my God, but we don't have relationship with God.
你唔能够对上帝话你系我嘅神，但你同呢个上帝其实系冇关联嘅。
For Jacob, God is far away.
雅各一路到而家为止，佢嘅生命都离开神好远。
God is not involved in my life.
他的生命里面没有上帝的参与。
Some of us, we may know God.
我们当中可能有些人都认识这个上帝。
But God is far away.
但是上帝离开你很远。
God is not involved in our daily life.
上帝没有参与在你每天的生命里面。
Maybe we are just like Jacob. We don't have really a moment when we experience God in a meaningful, transformative way.
可能你就像雅各这样在你的生命里面没有真实的经历过上帝。
Then God said, I mean, like we were asking then, like what, when God is involved in our life, as he promised, as he talked to Jacob, what kind of involvement does he have in our life?
雅各就听到上帝对他讲话了，有时我们都要想，上帝对我们讲话的时候，你会想究竟上帝怎样可以参与我的生命里面呢？
It said there,The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. God is involved in our life through providing us, through provision.
上帝对雅各说，你现在站在这个地方，我会赐给你和你的后裔。原来上帝参与我们的生命其中的方法，就是为我们提供我们需要的东西，好像那块地。
Jacob may live like, oh, I deserve to get everything. So this is mine, or this is mine, this is mine. But he never really realized that all that he got is providing by the Lord.
雅各以为，哎，我去到边度边度系属于我嘅地。咁但系其实佢知道，所有佢嘅嘢，佢想得到嘅，都要从上帝嚟先至可以俾到佢。
He said, all of us were often like that.
我们每个人是不是好像一个这样的情况呢？
We feel that we deserve to have everything.
我们认为我们配得拿这样东西、那样东西、那样东
西。If we don't get enough, we complain.
如果我们得不到的话，我们就埋怨了。
We never realize that every day of our life, every breath that we take, everything that we experience every day is comingFrom the Lord, as the provision from the Lord.
很多时候我们忘记了我们每日 的时间，我们每一次的各个呼吸，我们每得到每一样的东西，其实都是上帝赐给我们。
And next one, he said, Your offspring shall be like dust on earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north to the south, and in you and your offspring shall allThe families of the earth be blessed. God is involved in our life by giving us ability to do things.
上帝对雅各说，你的后裔好像尘沙一样那么多，他们会向左向右开展，你和你的后裔成为万国的祝福。其实上帝是将这些美好的东西赐给我们，那位上帝。
You know, like the Israel in this story, you remember that the Israel will later become really the blessing of everybody. Even Jesus come from the line of Jacob.
事实上以色列国是成为全世界的祝福，因为耶稣降生是个以色列人，透过他全世界的人都得着救恩，所以上帝对雅各的应许是应验了的。
even the Gentiles will eventually be invited.
以致那些非以色列的外族人、外邦人呢，现在每一个世界 的国民都可以成为神的子民，就因为透过以色列民族。
When God is involved in our life, God infuses Himself, the purpose of Him that has eternal value into our life.
当上帝进入你的生命的时候，他将一个永恒的目标和价值都放在你的生命里面。
That our life will be meaningful, has eternal value.
以致你的生命是有意义和有价值的。
And again, later he said that, Behold, I'm with you and will keep you wherever you go.
而上帝再应许的话，我与你同在，你去到边度，我都与你同在。
God is involved in our life by protecting us.
同样，上帝参与你嘅生命，与你同在，保护你。
When God says He is protecting, is that our life become very easy?
咁当上帝保护你嘅时候，系咪你嘅人生就好似好舒服、好容易咧
？That we do not need to face difficult things.
咁系咪你就唔需要面对人生嘅困难咧？
You know, like we have been experiencing COVID for the last 2.5 years.
我哋过去两年半，大家都经历过新冠病毒嘅问题。
And we are struggling and facing the hardship.
咁你都经历到好多嘅痛苦疾病，系咪
？And all the believers also experience the same thing.
所以无论信同埋未信都同样经历呢个新冠病毒嘅影响。
But God's protection is in the form that we can rely on Him. We can rest on Him.We can rest on the wings of Him.
但是上帝给我们的保护呢，就保证我们无论什么困难，我们都与上帝一起，我们都给他荫庇之下。
And he said, For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
上帝都说，我必不离弃你，直到我实现了我对你的应许。
So he talked to Jacob actually,You know, I'm your God, I'm your Lord, I am the one who write your history.
上帝对雅各说，我是你的神，我是写你的人生的历史。
I have purpose for you.
我对你的生命是有一个的目标。
You know, if you read the story, there is time when God will bring Jacob and the family back to where that place is.
如果你继续看以色列历史，你要看到上帝将他的同埋佢嘅后裔雅各喺埃及带翻嚟呢个迦南地。
Who we rest our life onto？
你将你嘅生命你依靠边个最稳阵
？Who is the master of our life？
边个系你生命嘅主宰咧
？Who is leading our life？
边个系带领紧你嘅人生咧
？If we let God lead our life。
如果你让上帝带领你的话
，and he is going to be the one who will lead you to the right direction，
他就会带你去到一个你应该去的地方。
So Jacob experienced this beautiful moment，
所以雅各经历一个咁奇妙的一个梦境
，the picture，
一个美好的图画
，the letters，
个天梯
，the God there up。
天梯上面的上帝坐在宝座上面
Angels ups and downs
天使上上落落
And God really speaking to him
而上帝对雅各讲说话
Confirming the promises
是确认上帝对他的应许
And then Jacob wake up
然后雅各就醒过来
He woke up from his sleep and said
他跟着醒过来就说了
Surely the Lord isIn this place，
哇！耶和华实在喺呢个地方。
And I did not know it。
我竟然唔知道。
This is the experience that see that Jacob see all those things and affirm that okay, God, you are here, you are at work, you are at work in our lives。
雅各就对上帝承认过，哦，原来你是上帝，原来你是参与紧我的生命。
I did not know that before.
我以前唔识嘅。
So this is kind of defining moment for Jacob.
咁呢个就系雅各生命里边嗰个重点，嗰个转捩点。
And he said, How awesome is this place?
哇，这个是一个奇妙可畏的地方。
This is none other than the house of God.
这个不是别的地方，就是神的殿，是天的门。
So early in the morning,
所以第二朝早起身，
Jacob took the stone that he had put under his head.
雅各就将他睡觉用那个石头
and set it up for a pillar.
咁然后咧，佢将佢变成砌成一条柱
and pour oil on the top of it.
咁就倒啲油喺上边嚟到献祭
and he called the name of that place Bethel.
佢就将呢个地方改个名叫伯特利。
So when he see the presence of the God, he had the moment in Bethel. He named that place a Bethel. That was when he put the stone.The standing stone over there.
咁啊，经历过上帝之后咧，佢将瞓觉嗰个石头揼起然后倒啲油落去，改个地方嘅名叫做伯特利。
So this is the time when Joseph experienced the presence of the Lord in a really meaningful way.
呢个就系雅各好真实嘅经历上帝嗰个时刻。
That he experienced the time when he said, "This is." My standing moment, the standing stone moment.
他用个石头来表示，这个就是我生命的重要时刻。
This is my battle moment.
这个就是我的伯特利的奇遇。
And this place is important for the life of Jacob in the future.
这个地方是对雅各的人生非常重要。
Do you have a battle moment in your life?
你有冇经历过呢个伯特利嘅时刻咧
？Do you have a standing moment time in your life？
你有冇喺你嘅生命里边举起一块石头咁样嚟到向上帝
祈 ？Really in that you really encounter God in a meaningful personal way？
你有冇呢一个时刻就系你同上帝真实嘅相遇咧
？That change your life，
系令到你嘅生命得着一个。转化嘅
，and you will never be the same again。
咁你会从嗰刻开始成为一个唔同嘅人。
I grew up in a non-Christian family。
我从一个非基督徒嘅生家庭里边长大。
And actually, I grew up in Indonesia。
我喺印尼长大。
And my grandparents came from China as an immigrant。
我嘅祖先系喺中国移民到印尼。
And they have 13 children.
他们有13个小孩子。
And one of them is my father.
其中一个就是我爸爸。
So we started living in Indonesia.
我们就在印尼那里生活。
And none of us were believers.
我们个个都不识耶稣的。
But my parents sent all the kids to Christian school.
但我的爸爸呢又将仔女去了基督教学校读书。
For Christian, for good education.
因为那里有个好的教育。
So during, I've been attending the school for many years, so I heard about Jesus many, many, many times.
咁喺学校里边，我又听过耶稣好多次啦。
But I never had personal relationship with Jesus.
但我同耶稣之间冇一个真实嘅相遇。
I know that God exists, but He is not involved.
我知道上帝是存在，但是他没有参与到我的生命里面。
Until when I was 12 years old,
直到我12岁的时候
，there was a small revival meeting for the students。
咁喺学生当中咧，就有个复兴的聚会。
And a preacher by the name of Stephen spoke at that time。
咁有个讲员，有个名又叫 Stephen。他就施提反啊，咁佢就讲道。
And God used him powerful.
上帝要用呢个讲员。
So as 12 years old student at that time,
我嗰阵时12岁嘅学生
，I experienced my battle moment.
我就喺嗰阵时候，好似雅各咁经历过我嘅伯特利嘅时刻。
God spoke to my heart.
上帝对我讲说话。
I was overwhelmed by the love of Jesus at that time.
我就完全被耶稣基督的爱充满。
I realized how sinful I was.
我就明白我是一个几咁有罪的人。
I realized that I need Jesus.
我知道我需要耶稣。
So That was the moment that I decided, Lord, I want you to become the master of my life.
嗰一刻我就对耶稣话：主，我要你成为我生命嘅主。
I want you to change my life.
我请你改变我嘅生命。
Not only that.
唔单止咁。
That was also the time when I got moved my heart, that I gave myself to serve Him full time.
咁而上帝亦都系一个刻感动我，以致我对上帝话：我要全时间嘅服侍你。
You know, at 12 years old, I did not really know what does it mean to serve full time.
喺嗰阵时，虽然我话对上帝话全时间侍奉佢，其实我又唔系好清楚里边系点样嘅。
But you know, I did. You know, I've been serving the Lord for the last 30 some years.
咁跟住嚟嘅几十年，我就系全时间嘅侍奉神。
So that was the moment that I often come back to.
我成日都记翻嗰一刻我嘅伯特利嘅时刻。
You know, when I feel like, I have a lot of struggle.
有时当我有好多挣扎嘅时候。
When I feel things are not going so well.
有时我感觉到嘅情况唔系好理想嘅时候。
I come to that moment.
我就翻翻去嗰个伯特利嘅时刻。
It's not that I cannot move on with my life. It's not.
并唔系话我唔可以继续嘅咁样生活。
But there was a time when I can claim God's promise.
我翻返去嗰个十二岁嘅时刻，我得到上帝嘅提醒，记得佢俾我嘅应许。
There was a time that I see God comes reach out to me and Stephen, I want to have relationship with you。
因为嗰个时刻，我记得上帝对我话：我要同你建立关系。
And I will be the one that will lead you, that will provide you, that will protect you and will use you.Will use you for the kingdom purpose.
我就系上帝会带领你、供应你、引导你、使用你，为我嘅天国工作。
And with that, I will be able to move on.
咁我就能够继续嘅向前。
I want to share you another story.
我同你讲多一个故事。
I got married to Yong Lee 26 years ago.
26年前我同阿 Young Lee 结婚。
Two years after we got married.
结咗婚两年之后。
I was sick, very sick because of leukemia.
我又发现我自己有血癌，病得好重。
I was literally dying in Indonesia.
我差不多那时候在印尼差不多要死了。
My doctor over there said, we should send you overseas because...If you don't go there, you will die here.
我医生话我要要你去外国医治，因为喺度你冇得医。
Because there is no treatment, no support that can sustain.
喺印尼嗰个地方冇其他冇医药可以帮到你。
By God's grace, I was brought to America for treatment.
咁神就好奇妙，就将我带到美国接受治疗。
I remember that was December. It was very cold over there.
我记得嗰阵时十二月好冻嘅美国。
In an area called Wisconsin, state of Wisconsin.
喺维斯康辛嗰个州嗰度。
I've never seen that snow that much. Like the snow was really big.
我从来未见过咁多雪噶。
So when I was taken from the airport to the hospital.
咁我由机场被送去医院嘅时候咧
，all the things are so white，
所有嘢都系白色嘅。
So I felt like I was in a funeral procession。
我又感觉到自己好似喺一个嘅丧礼当中。
I was so sick that I was thinking I would die。
我病到咧，差唔多谂住就快死嘅。
Young Lee was with me, and we have one son that was 10 months old at the time.
咁我太太翁呢同我一齐，我哋有我个仔系岁几嘅啫，又同我哋一齐。
Humanly speaking, it was very, very difficult time.
从人嘅角度嚟睇，呢个非常困难嘅时候。
When I woke up at night,
当我晚上瞓醒觉嘅时候
，I could not sleep.
我瞓唔到。
I look at Yong Lee, I look at our son Jonathan.
我睇到我个太太，我个仔。
And I would talk to myself, what would happen to them when I die?
咁我又谂，如果当我死咗之后，佢哋两个点算咧
？You know, sometimes in our life we are so overwhelmed with the challenges in our life, so difficult.
有时当我哋面对生命嘅挑战嘅冲击，我哋唔知点算。
That often we forgot God.
好多时我哋唔记得咗上帝。
But God is a faithful God.
但上帝系喺我哋一齐。
As much as there was so difficult time.
就算咁困难嘅时候
，There was the time when we as a family experienced the sweetest moment with the Lord。
在喺我哋咁困难嘅时候，我哋就感觉到上帝嗰个存在嗰个甜蜜。
We always at that time we felt that God is like very near to us that we can talk on a daily basis。
喺咁困难嘅时候，我哋感觉到上帝就喺我哋身边面对面同我哋倾偈。
I can say our pains.Our struggle.
我可以对上帝话，我嘅呢个就我痛苦，呢个就我嘅挣扎。
We can say, Lord, I'm really desperate right now. I'm tired. I'm sick. I'm so the pain is so hard.
我对上帝话，上帝，我而家咁困难，我个痛苦系几咁真实，我面对嘅困难系几咁多。
And God was involved in our.
但上帝系参与紧我嘅生命。
There was the moment that.God reminded me, reminded our family.
咁上帝就喺嗰个时刻，或者喺其他嘅时刻都提醒我哋。
I am the Lord of your life.
我系你生命嘅主宰。
And I will lead you.
我会拯救你。
To where I want you to be.
我会带领你去到我要你去嘅地方。
That was a better moment.
有其他更好一啲嘅时候。
There was a standing stone moment.
嗰个时候就系一个好嘅时候，就系一个雅各洞喺个石头嗰个时候。
That I woke up, that the family stand against strong by the leading of the Lord.
我哋同我家庭就喺上帝面前坚立啦。
And God has beautiful purpose.
上帝对你每一个生命都会有一个非常美丽嘅计划。
So by the grace of God, I was.Healed, and I was sent back to Indonesia.
咁因为上帝嘅恩典，我竟然医好翻，又翻翻去印度尼西亚。
And started working among unreached people groups in Indonesia.
咁又喺印度尼西亚咧，就向一啲未认识主嘅人传福音。
And God blessed the ministry.
而上帝祝福我嘅侍奉。
Brought a lot of people to Christ.
好多人因为咁而信耶稣。
And churches being planted among unreached people.
咁就好多。教会咧都透过我嘅侍奉咧，就喺印尼嘅未曾接触耶稣嘅群体里边建立起上。
Do you have your battle moment?
你有冇你嘅伯特利嘅时刻咧
？The time when God really transformed you.
嗰个时刻就系上帝改变你嘅时候咧。
And then you said, Lord, you are my Lord.
咁由你对上帝话，你系我嘅神。
Or if some of you have not experienced.
如果你在座当中有啲人仲未有咁嘅经历嘅话
，maybe today，
可能今日就系嗰个时候
；maybe this week，
可能呢个礼拜就系嗰个时候
；or this month，
或者呢个月
，God wants you to experience this moment in your life。
可能呢个就系上帝要同你相遇嘅时候啦。
That you give your life to say, Lord, you are my Lord。
咁你又对上帝话：你系我嘅主。
I want you to take control of my life.
我请你掌管我嘅生命
，so that my life will have meaningful, eternal purpose for all time.
以致我嘅生命系有永恒嘅价值同埋目的。
May God bless you.
愿上帝祝福你。
And I want to.
我请用呢两分钟。
Yeah. I'm Yong Lee.
我是永利。
I never met Stephen when he described about his first better moment. His first better moment when he was 12 years old in Indonesia. I haven't met him yet.
当 Stephen 在十二岁经历过八达第二时刻的时候，我就未认识他。
I was only 2 years old, a toddler in Seoul, South Korea.
因为嗰阵时我仲系三岁，我喺南韩长大。
But his second better moment he shared.
但是当他分享到他第二个伯大利时刻就是在病的时候，
I was right there from day one that he was diagnosed as an acute leukemia and went through all this journey. And I will say there was a turning point for our family. There was a better moment for us as family.
当他第二次的伯大利时刻就是他病的时候，我跟他一起，而我们全个家庭呢都经历到这个重要的时刻。
And my personal testimony is that God has turned my prayer.
我的经历就是上帝听到我的祷告。
From begging to God, God, please, please save Stephen. What can I do with this little boy if he's gone? If don't take him away from us now.
我对上帝说，如果你领走了他，那我和我的仔怎么办呢？
But in one of the worship services that I was in,
当我在一个崇拜的里面，
while worshiping God,
当我敬拜神的时候，
just indescribable peace of God, His presence broke into me.
就是上帝透过他的圣经的话语对我讲说，
I could not stop weeping.
我就一路的流泪痛哭。
It's not because of I was sad.
不是因为我忧伤而痛哭。
Because I was overwhelmed with his presence, his love holding me.
而上帝的同在，上帝的爱令到我完全身不由己。
And my prayer before I was begging to God, please, please don't take him. But that turned to be, God, I know that you love me so much. You love Stephen so much. You love Jonathan so much. I know whatever you give us, I know that it's your best.
以前我祷告说，上帝你不要拿走Stephen，但我现在的祷告改变了，上帝，无论你做什么事，我都知道是为我好的。
That was my better moment.
那个就是我的伯特利的时刻。
That my trust.
我对上帝的信靠。
Fully, because I knew that God was embracing me, embracing us as family fully, that I could trust Him fully, just like a baby held in mother or father's arms.
在那个时刻，我对上帝的信靠就好像个 BB 仔信靠妈妈一样。我知道他完全的保护我，带领我。
We can show the slide.
Because
I am an artist, and this is what I did as my standing stone, so that I will remember, that I can share with other people. So I painted several paintings right after that.
这个经历令到我画了几幅画，我是一个艺术家，很喜欢画画，所以我就画这些画来纪念我的伯特利的时刻。
So it was the journey of this, it's like the road that Jesus had walked.
这幅画就是画出耶稣行的个路径了。
And because of he died on the cross,
因为他在十字架上被钉死。
So his feet and his hands,
他的脚和他的手
and the door that he invited us to enter into,
然后他打开了天门邀请我们进去。
That because of that, even though our journey looks like agony, it's very hard road at some point.
虽然我们的路径都好像耶稣这样，又经过很多的痛苦忧患。
That I know that it's all bringing God glory, become the crown on the cross.
但最后呢，我就睇到上帝嗰个嘅荣耀就好似一个冠冕咁出现。
Next. So this was actually exactly the time we experienced in Wisconsin during the Stephen's leukemia treatment.
这幅图画呢就表达出我们在美国威尔康辛州那时的经历。
You see on the left wing of the cross, there is a hospital bed.
你看到在左边那里有张床。
But it's empty.
但是床呢就没有人躺在那里。
I think that is Stephen's room that I even could not experience his pain.
这个就代表着我先生 Stephen 那个房痛了。
And everything was frozen and all kept with snow at first when he arrived there. The weather was
因为天气很冷，咁所以嗰个情景就系咁嘅嘢。
And the bare tree, and you know, it was so cold, anyways.
系非常狂冷嘅。
But then God has given us this promise that spring is coming after winter.
但神就俾个应许啊，春天就快嚟到啦。
So when you see the right in the middle, the center is our family. As you see, that Stephen had no hair at the time.
你睇到中间幅图画就Stephen 又冇头发嘅喎。
And the little boy Jonathan was always happy. He didn't know what was going on, and he was our cheerleader.
咁我哋嘅仔咧就好开心，好似啦啦队咁，因为佢唔知道发生咗咩事。
And I'm crying, actually, the tear, because I was taking care of this little kid and the patient.
我咧就喊紧，因为我要照顾嗰个细蚊仔，又要照顾我丈夫。
But every day, every moment, as Stephen shared, we experience God intervene in all the little details.
但系每一刻，好似Stephen头先所讲，我哋都经历到上帝嘅。嘅同在，上帝嘅參與喺我哋嘅生命裏邊。
So you can see this very like the lines of like looks like hand. That is God's hand is covering us and holding us in all the situations.
你睇到圖畫上面嗰啲線條咧，就係代表上帝嘅手係一路嘅保護我哋、陰庇我哋。
And again, God.Gave us not only for our pleasure, but for His glory and His pleasure. So His crown.
上帝赐俾我哋咁多嘢，唔单止系俾我哋嘅享受到，亦都系为佢嘅荣耀嚟赐俾我哋。
And spring is coming. So and it was another painting that I did on a handmade paper. Go ahead.
呢幅图画系另一幅我画出嚟，为呢个经历画嘅。
It's basically the image of this family that we are laying on a small bed in other people's corner room.
因为画出我哋三个人喺人哋屋企里边，三个瞓埋喺张床嗰度。
It was very cold.
非常寒冷。
And when Stephen was our patient from the hospital, we could sleep together on this little single bed.All three of us together.
咁事實上，我醫院嗰度有張牀，我哋三個一齊瞓喺嗰度。
But then I just felt that God's peace is covering us.
咁嗱，呢幅畫咧就表達出上帝嘅平安係保護、蔭庇我哋。
And why is all this like whether it's blanket or cloth is all colorful blocks?
点解有个咁充满色彩嘅一张被咧
？I realized later on，
我之后我就明白到
，all these colorful blocks are covering us. Actually, it's God sent this family of God, like these people around us.
呢啲唔同嘅颜色格格就代表上帝差派唔同嘅家庭嘅人个朋友嚟去支持我哋。
We have never met before.
我哋其实以前唔识呢啲人。
They just surround us like God's angels.
佢哋就嚟揾我哋，嚟到帮助我哋。
God covers us in His grace and His mercy through God's family.
上帝就透过呢啲人嚟到将佢嘅怜悯嘅恩典赐俾我哋。
Next slide.So these two are kind of picturing the small single bed that we were lying together.
咁呢两幅图画都系画出嗰张细嘅单人床，我哋三个一齐瞓嘅床。
Probably the left painting was more of like showing my struggle at night that I could not sleep when my sick husband and my toddler boy could sleep.
咁呢幅左边幅图画咧，就系、是表达出 我的丈夫和小蚊子睡着了，而我呢就睁大只眼醒的。
But I feel like the right painting is showing more of we become one and God covers us with his peace.
咁而佢右边嘅图画咧，就好似我哋三个都好合一咁一齐瞓着觉。
Just like the picture of the Holy Family and Mary, Joseph, and Jesus is together.
有少少好似约瑟、玛利亚同圣婴一齐咁样嘅情景。
So I share with you my little Bethel moment that I come alongside Stephen, and I could testify on and on for how good God is through all these things. So just thank you for this opportunity of sharing. And this is And here is a little postcard that for each one of you that I wanted to share.
我要同大家分享一张好靓嘅一个图画。
It's from the vision that God has given me.
呢个就上帝赐俾我嘅平安。
And I painted it 8 years ago.
我喺八年前画呢幅图。
It's about how beautifully God's river of life flow.
这幅图画是表达出上帝生命的河是怎样流出来的。
From the threshold of the temple,
是由在上帝的殿那里流出来。
Which is Jesus himself,
就是耶稣基督自己。
And the river goes,
这条河这样流。
Deeper and wider,
越流越宽阔。
And wherever the river reaches,
无论条河去到哪里。
All things,Live and prosper.
咁所有嘅嘢都变成好丰盛。
It's from Ezekiel 47.
呢个就《西结书》。
The scriptures written behind this.
咁而家图画后边咧，就有啲字喺度嘅。
Please, when you go home, you can open your Bible and read again, ask God to speak to you. So by the both side of the river bank.
咁我两段经文咧喺个图画后边咧，我鼓励大家翻屋企睇，要睇到嗰条河嘅两岸嗰啲情景。
Trees grow by the both side of the river bank. Trees grow。
我经文就提到嗰幅河流嘅时候两岸嘅情况。
And these trees yield fruits every season.
那些两岸的树就每一个季节都有果实出来。
So for the fruits, for food,
那些果实是可以吃的。
And the leaves for healing,
那些树叶是可以医治你的。
That's what Jesus shared for us, his body and blood.
耶稣基督就说了，我的血，我的身体。
And in Revelation 22,The last chapter of the Bible.
而喺启示录廿二章圣经嘅最后一章。
And we'll see these rivers flowing again in the holy city.
我哋又睇到将来喺天国呢条河系再一次流过圣耶路撒冷。
And the scripture says.
而圣经就话。
The river reflects the glory of the Lamb sitting on the throne, which is crystal clear glory.
而圣经又话俾佢听到呢条河咧，就表达出上帝嘅儿子耶稣基督嗰个羔羊系坐咗喺宝座上边。
I see that this is our journey. I like to hear all your better moments someday, but I know each one of you have your better moments. But then our moments all come together. I think we are flowing together as river.And we'll see one day this crystal clear glory of the Lord.
刚才 Stephen 同我讲到我哋嘅八大利嘅时刻，我好想听到你嘅八大利嘅时刻，但我有个感觉，将来我哋所有呢啲，我哋一齐嘅，我哋所有嘅八大利时刻就融聚埋一齐，成为一条河，一路咁同心嘅流嘅。
Thank you for letting us to share our journey with you.
多谢你哋俾我机会同你分享我嘅经历。
And I want you to pray for us.
我哋为大家一齐祈祷，用中文祈祷。 親愛的姊妹，多謝你在John Lee和 Stephen 的生命裏面彰顯你自己，他們有奇妙的八達力的經歷，好像雅各一樣。主，我都求你叫我們全恩堂每個弟兄姊妹，無論在網上或者實體，都要經歷過這樣的時刻，能夠真真實實的與主相遇，讓你參與我們的生命，讓你成為我們生命的主。前面的道路，無論是快樂或者是憂傷、困難或者是順境，你都與我同在，你持我的手，減輕我們的憂慮重載。在每一個經歷裡面，我們都更深地認識你。我們感謝主，聽我們的祈禱，奉耶穌基督的名，阿門。